It's not just who you know. Transform your life and your organization by turning colleagues and contacts into lasting, genuine relationships. Author, Tommy Spaulding. Return on relationships. You can't win long-term loyal friends and customers just by smiling, remembering people's names and paying compliments. It's not all about you. At every turn, the most powerful benchmarks of success involve relationships in which focus is on helping others. The type of focus generates that we call return on relationships, ROR, and the power of ROR is great and varied. For the individual, it's not only a quicker path up the corporate ladder, but a more joyful, fulfilling experience along the way. For the community, it's a greater outreach, a more sincere participation, and most of all, a positive force of change. Relationship economics. Economics deals with how things like production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services shape the financial and material welfare of people. So relationship economics emphasizes the human aspect of that. And in the world of monetary economics, there are realities so universally accepted that they're considered laws. Similarly, there are laws that govern relationship economics that generate significant ROR, are marked by what's called relational competence. What's more, successful organizations are nothing more than a collection of the people within them. Individuals who excel in relational competence stand the greatest chance of advancing towards their career goals, while also advancing the goals of the organization. To create an organization with a culture that's steeped in relational competence, that is committed to deep, meaningful relationships, you need to start with each individual within the organization. Do your homework. You can and should be intentional and strategic about building relationships, and that starts with doing research that helps you decide where to focus your time and energy. Proactively researching potential relationships helps you identify the people you most need to know, make new introductions, and launch those relationships in a positive way. We can't build close relationships with everyone we know, but by doing our homework can help us figure out where we should be best investing our time and energy. For instance, pull out your BlackBerry and scroll through the list of people you know. What's your immediate reaction to each name you encounter? Is that person a giver in your life or a taker? How about you? Are you a giver in that person's life or a taker? The point isn't to rate or judge people in your life, but to honestly assess your relationships with them. Breaking the ice and stirring it up. What do you say to break the ice with someone you'd like to meet? The answer is simple, although perhaps a bit unexpected: news, sports, or weather. There's value in the NSW conversations. After all, that's where most relationships begin. Small talk is an important emotional glue in the bringing people together and the creating common bonds. Relentless communication is the idea that if we want to create, build, and sustain relationships that matter, we have to consistently and persistently reach out to people in creative, personal ways. If you want to relentlessly communicate, there is nothing wrong with cell phones and emails, but sometimes it's the personal touches that set you apart from others and create the greatest opportunities for lasting relationships. Relentless communication is an intentional practice. It's not something that just happens. You have to make it happen. Seek advice, not business. The most valuable questions to ask others have little to do with what they could do for you or for your organization. The principle is simple. Ask others what they think of instead of what they can do. Whether you're dealing products, services, or ideas, your chances of advancing them go up dramatically with relationships built on a shared vision. Getting their opinions is important. First, it shows that you value their viewpoints. Second, you need the help. And third, you need the buy-in. Making business personal. If business is personal and love is the most important part of building meaningful relationships in business, then what does it take within us to make a business personal? Authenticity is one of the keys to successfully building genuine relationships. The other keys are humility, empathy, confidentiality, vulnerability, curiosity, generosity, humor, and gratitude. These are the traits that touch upon who you are, and they are the things that give meaning and purpose to what you do. Elevation, advance, link, lift. The law of elevation is the idea that we are making the most of our relationships when we're intentionally lifting others to places they can't go alone. There are three essential components to this law: advancement, link, and lift. At its basic levels, the law of elevation points out pointing another person in the right direction, or introducing him to the right person, and then getting out of the way. It means being helpful, The advancement component means helping another person reach his full potential when it has nothing to do with our skills, levels, or abilities. If we want to really help people, we have to become the link that brings them together. It's always a home run when you can connect two people where they both benefit. There's a third component of the law of elevation, lift. Lift plays an important undervalued role in elevating others, and in the process of elevating our relationships, we lift others when we honour them in some way, publicly or privately, depending on the circumstances of the situation, with some form of praise or recognition. Relationships and vision equal impact. The phrase changing world might come across as a little intimidating, but it shouldn't. We change the world one relationship at a time. We change the world by having relationships that impact our family, our friends, and our work. If our relationships impact those things, they will impact our community, our city, our state, our country, and the world. To give our relationships with others the opportunity for the greatest impact, they have to include a shared vision. A shared vision is quite literally a shared picture of who you are as a person, where you are going, and where you and those around you want to take your relationship. It's not about an organisation, it's about people. Shared visions give power and meaning to relationships. How to make the world spin better. Life is about others and it's about service. The most important thing in your life is not what you do or who you know, it's who you become. There is no excuse for any of us to wait to the top executives to show the way or institute programs. Ultimately, relationships are about more than who you know and where you work or who you work for. They're about living out of a spirit of loving and giving and service that no other person or organization can repress. Relationships are a movement, not a mandated program. They begin with each individual who is willing to make a choice to put others first, to do the right thing. Yes, the leadership sets the tone, but leadership doesn't reside only in the corner offices. Leadership lives anywhere one person is willing to step up and do what all great leaders do: serve others.